You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Sabri Benishor. The Consumer Price Index rose 0.5% in July. If you take out energy prices and other volatile factors that jump all over the place, you get an increase of 0.3%. That is substantially lower than the month before, 0.9%. And that is the first piece of hard evidence we've got that the crazy inflation we have seen during the recovery might actually be temporary. With us to talk about it is Susan Schmidt, head of U.S. equities with Aviva Investors. Good morning.
Good morning.
So does this mean that we are turning some kind of corner in this inflation journey this economy's been on?
Well, quite possibly. This is a good sign, and I think the market is going to take this positively. We have been very concerned about inflation and how much prices are going to increase as a result. This consumer price index data that came out this morning is a positive. People were expecting a 0.4% increase month over month, ex food and energy. And instead, we got a 0.3% increase. That doesn't sound like that's a big difference, but the difference is between this month and last month. Last month, the increase was almost a full percent. This is good because it shows that those price increases are abating. They're coming down. And I think the market is going to look at that and say that that's a positive. We want things to start to stabilize.
Susan Schmidt, head of U.S. equities with Aviva Investors. Good, as always, to talk to you.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.